Sydney is for sport.
This is one of the great victories.
Listen to this.
The Australian Grand Prix.
Yannick Sinner, the Australian Open.
And Australia win the World Cup.
Driving your kids to the Oval, lacing up for the over 35s, or doing the form. However you're spending it, this decades-long institution is back in 2024 to soundtrack it. Racing royalty, Richard Friedman.
Hey, he's a pretty good guy.
Professional dribbler, Brendan Anakin.
Just need a rugby gym.
Makes you wanna scream.
Another screamer.
Listen to this crowd.
And a rotating cast of some of this country's finest athletes. If it's happening in sport, it'll be dissected here. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Well, never thought I'd see the day Candace Warner has vacated the rotating chair, Richard.
Yes, finally.
I didn't want to say it, but Richard has.
And we love Candy.
Yeah, we do. See you in the jungle, Candace, you reckon?
In the jungle?
Celebrity?
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh, that's the news, apparently. That's on the
really?
Street. Yeah. She obviously wouldn't confirm it with us.
Is this Naked and Afraid or something else?
It's not Naked and Afraid. No, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Okay.
That's what the news is in the Daily Mail.
Okay.
So take that with a grain of salt, as I often do. The man giggling away in the corner is Wade Graham. Very happy to have you here, mate.
Great to be here, mate. I love that little part of the intro, the rotating cast.
Yes.
Yes.
Sitting in this
yes.
chair, it just feels like there's a lack of security.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you doing Naked and Afraid?
I'm not.
Okay. Would you do I'm a Celebrity if you were offered?
I feel like when you refer to a footy player as a celebrity, I get kind of cringe inside.
Hey,
I don't like that term, so I don't think I qualify for a celebrity.
Well, are you happy to share what happened at CMC Country Music Festival? Because I think you got the celebrity treatment there, didn't you? That's a country music festival. He's gone to Vegas. He's been to a country music festival.
Yes.
He's been everywhere. What happened there?
I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore.
Yeah.
So, we got
up
there.
Was Chris Stapleton there?
He wasn't this year, no. But Chris Young was there, Lainey Wilson, Megan Maroney.
He spent the one name he knew.
There was a good set list.
I listened to country music.
Yeah, you glazed over. He's like, but Chris Young was there, and you're like, oh, yeah. what was the celebrity treatment you got there?
Oh, no, we bumped into the guy, the production manager who built the whole venue. He just happened to be a diehard Sharkies man.
Oh.
Caught
really?
His eyes.
Must be nice.
And me and my wife got a couple of backstage passes and got to mingle with some real celebrities.
Absolutely.
Did you have a little sing-along?
I did have a sing-along. We're up on stage a couple of times, so that was nice.
Yeah. It's really grown, hasn't it, this country?
Sounds like
music.
He wants to be a celebrity to me.
It does.
I like that the music stuff I really like. I love music in any genre, but the weekend away with the wife, a little bit of special treatment. We did get spoiled up there.
Right.
So thanks, Hayden. Shout out. If you're listening, mate, I appreciate that.
Ka-ching.
I got a bottle of tequila coming your way and a jersey.
Oh, you're sending it. I thought you were receiving it because of the celebrity treatment.
Yeah, he just wants to, you know, ensure that he gets it again when he goes next year.
Plenty on the show today. The Grand Prix happening down in Melbourne. Motorsport expert Greg Rust to preview that bit of drama and controversy already. Yeah, we're only in qualifying. So we'll get to him after 11. Taylan May has confirmed his future. We'll see where. Something awesome happening at the Olympics. Got nothing to do with sport. Really happy to see it. Going to get to that in the sports
update.
You
know you're a sicker.
I'm up and about this. Very
Don't
happy.
Don't use that term.
I know you hate that term.
Hackney
you know,
term.
The other day, and I didn't mean to, but I said power you yield instead of wield. And I thought, oh, Richard would hate this. That was, that was
power
just
power you yield?
Yeah, I know. I just
what are you, like a generator?
Yeah, it's power you stop. I know. I'm sorry. But I thought of it when I thought of you when I said
good.
It.
I'm glad. My job is done.
Hey, what's wrong with Souths? We're going to get to that next.
Lots.
Oh, my God. We'll see what Wade Graham thinks.
With all the ins and outs of sport.
There it is. That's out.
This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Friedman, Anakin.
Last night's, well, it should have been a blockbuster. The Roosters and Rabbitohs. My God, the Bunnies were pulverised. 48-6. Great game for Jared Waria Hargraves, though, to bring up his 300th. Sorry. Great way to do it in style. What's going on with the Bunnies, mate?
Well, yeah, it's they're in a bit of a hole. Well, not a bit of a hole. They're in a hole. Like at the start of the season.
A rabbit hole.
Yeah, the rabbit hole. At the start of the season, there's always fresh hope for your team. You look at the review of the last year and you go, right, these are the areas we need to improve. And there's always that hope and positivity. But unfortunately for the Rabbits, the things that got them in the trouble at the back end of last year, you know, they're in their game again, and it's mainly around their errors. They're making too many errors and, you know, putting pressure on their defence. And on the back of the errors, their defence is just not holding up. They're leaking too many points. And when you're in that sort of that mindset with your footy, you just can't do that, particularly at the start of the year. Mm. And now what's crept in, which is possibly even worse, is they're down on confidence now. Before, when you know, the start of the season with confidence, we can do this. Unfortunately, that's gone now. And the scars of last year and the hole they're in now, they're down in confidence. And that just makes the fight out of it harder.
I was watching Cody Walker being interviewed after the match last night. And he was, you know, he didn't know what to say. I mean, what could you say?
Yeah.
You just got smashed. You were never in the game. But you look at that team on paper, and that team is a top eight team on paper probably every day of the week. And they asked, the young lady asking the questions said, you know, is it a lack of effort? He said, oh, no, not a lack of effort. But it must be a lack of effort. They're too good. They shouldn't be getting beaten by that margin by anybody.
Yeah, you could tell by that first try, after that first try that Dom Young scored off the scrum play, there was a few heads that went down. And that was the first real indication that I've seen in this team that there was a lack of confidence. And they're starting to question themselves and doubt themselves. Mm. And as soon as you have question marks over your defence in this competition, it's a hard...
I'm going to ask you about that. You're standing in the line, right? You've got to have complete trust that everybody's going to do their job, otherwise you can't do your job. Is that how that is?
100%. And it needs to be communication, clarity, and confidence in that man inside and out of you. And sometimes you can't. There's not enough time to talk, right, on the field because you're defending the players as they
so
come
out. So it's trust.
It's trust and it's confidence in what you've done before, the work you've done before. And when you get into these slumps, That's the area where the doubt starts to come. You start worrying about other people's job and not your own job. And
if you're standing out wide, you're thinking, is the guy on the wing going to come off the wing here? I'm going to have, you know, you start questioning what you've got to do
100%.
To cover it.
And to get out, there's no easy way out of this hole. Like, what they need to do, they need to, you know, galvanize the group, prepare around all those effort areas of the game. There's no shortcuts out of this. There's no feel-good way out of that. They need to prepare to go into a game and to win 6-0 or play the game as long as you can at nil or. Just put all the fancy stuff in the back pocket. Be prepared to just kick chase, kick early, play the field position, play the possession, simplify your game and make it hard. Like,
some of the effort was great. Cullen Matangi was unreal.
Cameron Murray
unreal.
He played himself to a standstill last night.
Do you bring back Lachlan Ilias next week?
Well, that's what they can't be chopping and changing.
Well, was he hard done by, do you think, in the first place to be dropped?
I feel like he was hard done by, but there needs to be change. Obviously, they're under pressure now. The coach is under pressure.
How much? Because he's gotten the full support of the board during the week, which is...
But it would seem to me that change could bring further doubt. You're better off getting this group of players to do their job properly.
Well, ultimately, you take the players out of and who's in that team and out of the jersey. It's their style of play needs to be changed just for the time being. Like, all that stuff will come if you rebuild your game again. Or we know how good they can be when they shift left with Cody Walker and Latrell Mitchell out the back. We know how dangerous they can be with the big middles going through the forward. But that stuff is a byproduct of the hard work and the effort. You need to play the game in the right way to get those results. And at the moment, they're putting the cart before the horse.
Broncos Panthers was a blowout as well. I mean, are they all lacking confidence?
No,
what's going on?
Broncos
had, they were terrible.
It showed the lack of depth, though, I think, for
it's
the Broncos.
It's a bit different in that game because the Broncos come off that win against South last week. They go down to Penrith where Penrith have only lost 3 games there in 3 years, which is
just incredible.
they lose arguably the best front row in the competition, Payne Haas. Adam Reynolds, who's their halfback and director, he was out. And then if they were to win, they needed their best players to be at their best. And their best player at the moment is Reece Walsh. And he goes off the field in the 4th minute. And I really thought they started with a lot of energy, the Broncos. They won the field position battle early and were right in it. But that Penrith team's impressive, mate. Nathan Cleary just went to work.
How is he getting better? He's just getting better and better. That show and go to Ezra Mamm. Oh,
yeah. Well,
watch that all day.
I was at the game calling for Triple M.
Yeah.
And he set that play up, you know, for 25 minutes. He was dropping his middles under. He was dropping Liam Martin, his back rower, under for 25 minutes.
What do you mean dropping under?
He was drifting across field and just playing that guy
inside. Yeah.
And he was doing that for 25 minutes. And then the moment, obviously, Walsh went off and Pierre Cora, the back rower, went to the centres, he knew he had him out there and he was just setting him up. And then the moment
He took the wrong step.
Yeah, he took the wrong step. He committed on that guy coming under. He just showed again and put Tago through that hole. Like any footy purist who understands game plan and tactics and playing the long game, when you see Nathan Cleary do that sort of stuff, you know he's been setting it up for.
That's a great insight, Way, because it's, TV you're like, how did he fall for that so easily? Because he's not a bad defender, but setting it up for 25 minutes just shows his nous.
A bit like Warnie, you know, he'd bowl a certain ball, bowl a certain ball until the batsman anticipated it, then he'd bowl the.
Yeah, and that's the wrong class of Nathan Cleary. Like it's hard to imagine him getting better. But off the back of that grand final where really that last 20 minutes, he's almost, Stephen Crichton had a big role too, but he put the team on their back. It's like he's got another shot of confidence. He's in a really good spot in his life. You can tell when he speaks about his off-field situation as well. He's just comfortable with where he's at. And, you know,
it's
unfortunately,
all going well for him.
For the rest of the NRL, unfortunately, it's just
bad news.
Bad news that Nathan Cleary's and that penalty.
I'm having
going
a great
so
time.
Well.
I'm having a real good
time.
Of course
you are. Did you cheer the Dolphins? They had a good win.
They did, didn't they?
Yes. Oh, the ones you flirted with. You were caught flirting at a
party.
I'm
happy to turn. Happy to turn at any time.
They get all the big names in sport.
Big names.
And Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin too. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Today, my top three today, Richard, immediate NRL rule changes.
Oh.
Okay? And I actually think you're going to agree with all three. You've not agreed with any of my top threes so far.
So the form
this year is
looking bad for you.
This is. I know you're heading down to Belmore later, Wade, for the Saturday scrum. I need you to take these with you. Get to the referee's room. No. Go, Brendan reckons this.
Okay, the referees always like when I chat to them. I'm sure they'll listen to me. Now that I'm finished, I'm sure they'll like
even more.
Yeah. How did your, reorganising of the Bulldogs team go down? Did you get any response from that?
No response from Cameron Seraldo.
Really?
Didn't get in touch with me. Bat Burton, nothing.
Who'd have thought of it?
Let's
do
this.
Well, you know, when I'm down there, I'll go check.
Thanks.
You'll hear it in the Triple M Dead Set Legends Sports Update.
Yeah, you never know because the team is out, but it could be reshuffled.
Oh, no.
If you need me to pop down in the dressing room and get him connected to you, I will, okay?
Please don't embarrass yourself.
Thank you so much. Always looking for connections. The intimacy ban for the Olympic athletes has been lifted, and let's set the tone with some Teddy Pendergrass. The Paris Games organisers made the decision, making 300,000 condoms available in the village. That's enough for two per day.
They were making them available when the ban was on, by the way.
Well, it was for COVID, the COVID.
Yeah.
COVID made the ban.
You think
happen.
That stopped them? Stopped them? I don't think so.
Not that I heard. Yeah. I didn't hear anything.
They're like rabbits.
Mm. Well, they certainly will be this year. Two per day is unreal. That's too many. I can't jack two
per day.
Two a day.
Who's getting through two a day?
No one. Absolutely no one. If anyone, these athletes, right?
What about you, Wade?
Well, I just don't understand.
Are you a two-a-day man?
No, not anymore. Not now that I'm in my retired life, that's for sure. But I can understand the COVID. COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
But did they really need to lift it and say, make it a point, guys, you're allowed to do it now? Because if I'm a young guy going over there, I'm obviously at the top of my sport.
Mm.
I'm probably got a little bit of ego and a chip on my shoulder
and
to
cut like a diamond.
To have that ability. If someone told me, hey, mate, you're not allowed to go chat over there or try to put the handbrake on me, I'd be like, mate, tell your story, walking pal.
It's an exciting time for athletes heading over to Paris, I'll tell you that much. Also, what caught my eye, the 350-metre buffet planned for the village. Remember when everyone was like, oh, COVID's going to kill the buffet? Not these guys. Let's build the biggest one ever.
50 metres of buffet.
What about that?
Someone will try and set the record for that.
Oh, absolutely.
That could be a new sport in the Olympics. Buffet.
We're talking about my backstage pass at the festival. I'm going to see if I can get over to Paris and get a backstage pass.
One of the great, the Olympic Village.
I think that ship sailed.
Hey, yeah.
The train has left the station.
Taylan May has re-signed with the Panthers until the end of 2026, shutting rival offers and the opportunity to link up with his brothers at another club.
How much did he get?
A million for 2 years, so 500,000 a season.
It's good coin.
I for sure, Wade, thought he was going to link up with the Roosters or Bulldogs or something like that, but he's sticking at the foot of the mountains.
Yeah, well, there was some definite chat about him linking up with his brothers. The three of them, I think, was floated maybe St. George was interested in that.
Dragons,
so that shut that possibility down, but that's a great signing from Penrith.
Mate.
When he was on the wing, right, he was an outstanding player, so he transitions into the centre. You just don't quite know how he's going to go, but he's been brilliant. He's so aggressive there. We saw him, come up with that tackle on Reece Walsh, which was a little bit controversial, but that's the type of player he is. He's aggressive. He's in your face. And now that they've locked up Taylan and on the other side, Isaac Tonga, like he's exceptional. So
I'm glad I didn't grow up in the street with the May brothers. The street footy might have been, would have been ugly.
The thing is, that what shows his work ethic is his nickname is actually Tiny. So when he was, when he started at the Panthers, you know, nothing to do with his endowment, he was quite thin and he was playing on the wing, but he's put so much effort. Obviously, he had that season-ending injury, so he spent the off-season really jacking himself up. You know, with the weights.
We're not talking about Paris now, right?
Okay. Come on.
Just careful.
Mind out of the game.
I can't understand how they're going to go on with this report for the tackle on Walsh.
It's finished.
It's done.
No, they didn't go on with it?
No, it was an accident.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
I should put that on the sports update.
It was interesting, but...
it's charged.
No charge.
There you go.
It was interesting to hearing the comment come over the referee's mic about the duty of care, you need to bend your back. It's like referees giving advice on how to tackle guys. Just give him, put him
on
report.
No, you should say, why don't you show me?
Just put him on report.
Why don't you show me how to tackle?
And let the match review committee deal with it after.
How quickly did they deal with that? It was like last night.
It happened the day after the game. Charges normally come out the next morning. Okay. They can take a bit longer. If teams are travelling, so Broncos would have travelled back to Brisbane. If there's anything to report back to the footy manager, the charge sheet might take a little bit longer because they like to inform the clubs first before they release it. But if there's no charges, they just push it out as soon as they can.
I know we want to protect the head too, but sometimes it is just a pure accident.
It's still a contact sport, isn't it?
It's a contact sport. It's an accident. Yeah. The worst part for Reece Walsh is he's got to drive back to Brisbane because of the pressure. He can't, because facial fracture. That's the worst. So 10-hour drive. So yuck.
Low pressure, because the pressure is lower in the plane than...
I don't want to get into physics, man.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But it fascinates me. He can't fly, man.
Why a fracture? You can't get on a plane.
Ask Reece. He's got plenty of time to talk in the back seat on the way back to Brisbane.
If someone knows the actual answer, no, don't. That's dry.
What about really dry? This is what I want to ask people. Our top jockey Tyler Schiller last week was fined by stewards at Rosehill. Failed to make the pre-race parade for an event on the card because he was asleep in the jockey's room. Stewards had to come by and wake him up 5 minutes before the race. And go, yeah. Hey, you're racing.
Yeah. I reckon that raises other questions. These young guys are getting up.
They are worked hard.
They're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're riding track work because, you know, young jockeys tend to ride more track work than older jockeys. They're going to race meetings. Sometimes they're driving hours to the race meeting. They're riding all afternoon, then driving home.
I'd imagine their diet and their hydration is highly monitored because they need to keep the weight.
100% it is. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me that if he put his head down, he went to sleep because he would be exhausted.
Absolutely. Did get me thinking, though. It was a bit funny. Where'd you fall asleep? On 133.53. Are you a notorious sleeper?
I'm not. But Braden Trindle in our Sharkies team, he would sleep for Australia. So if we were travelling on an away match, say we left Thursday morning to fly to Brisbane, so he just wakes up, we're leaving at 8 o'clock, so he wakes up at whatever time it is in the morning, we go to the Shark Park, get on the bus, he would sleep from Shark Park to the airport.
Like proper sleep.
Yeah, he'd be fast asleep. It's a 25-minute drive on the bus, and he just woke up.
Well rested. Yeah.
I'm like narcoleptic.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'll just fall asleep anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I've fallen asleep on air.
Yeah, I know you have. Breakfast?
No.
If it happens on the field, in the change rooms, or the car park, hear about it here. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
A jockey last week, Tyler Schiller, he fell asleep before a race, nearly missed it. We're asking you 133.53. Where'd you fall asleep? Let's start with Mark in Sutherland. Where was it, Mark?
Hello, boys. Mate, about 30 years ago, went to a fancy dress party for a 21st. Arrived there in a bloody chicken suit, and absolutely. Anyway, we got on the
he just chose to come as a chicken.
Open slather. Anyway, I was in a chicken suit, and obviously on the drink all night, and mate, I woke up in a Good Samaritan bin just around the corner from the oldies place at Sylvania Waters. Very embarrassing.
Dressed as a chicken.
How did you get into the bin?
I don't know, Brenda.
He's a bin chicken.
I don't know, mate. I was comatose.
Okay. Richard asked that too. So if you think I sound like Richard, that's awful. Let's go, Paul in Randwick. Where'd you fall asleep, mate?
Mate, it wasn't me. It was my brother-in-law, Greg. We were actually working at the Meredith Music Festival, and Wolf Mother were playing. And he sort of climbed up on one of the speaker stacks and he just started to doze off. Wolf Mother with, right into it.
With Wolf Mother?
Wolf Mother.
On top of the speaker?
On top of the speaker.
Oh, like, man.
Just before the pit, and he fell asleep.
That's hard to do.
That's heavy
impressive.
Duty.
That's yeah, impressive.
Yeah. Imagine you sit, you're Andrew Stockdale and you see that. It's like, yeah. I really need to lift.
Yeah. Turn that speaker
yeah,
up.
I've got a lift here. Adrian Matreville, where'd you fall asleep, mate?
Good morning, guys. I've fallen asleep all throughout the world on all sorts of public transport, but I think my worst one was falling asleep standing up with my head against the speaker, going absolutely loud as throbbing, standing at the old Bobby McGee's Darling Harbour.
Aye. Oh, yeah. Did anyone notice you were asleep?
Oh, everyone. Mind you, this is people taking photos, right?
Yeah, I've had that. I fell asleep in the trainer's hut one morning.
Yeah.
And yes, got filmed for
yes.
about 5 minutes.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Posted.
What do you reckon there for $100 to spend at Red Rooster?
Oh, the chicken suit.
Chicken suit.
You
anything
like chicken
with
suit?
A chicken suit
yeah.
is good.
I see the synergy.
Yeah, I like the chicken.
I see the synergy. You know. The Rooster's calling you to try Red Rooster's new sweet and sour crunch fried chicken today. $100 for Mark to spend at Red Rooster.
What is, you know, I don't mind a suit. And I've done.
Here we go.
I have spent some time in a gorilla suit. Mm. Right? Why does every kid want to punch the living bejesus out of you when you're in a some sort of suit like that?
Should you be? Why were you in a gorilla suit?
I don't know. I bet.
There's your
clearly
answer.
Lost.
Yeah, there's your answer.
Game, set and match. And time permitting, many other sporting cliches. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
First, Brendo's top three. You haven't liked any of my top threes this year. I guarantee you're going to love this one, okay? It's my immediate NRL rule changes, as in Wade's heading down to Belmore shortly. Take it into the referee's room. Tell him this is what's happening against Bulldogs Titans from 3 o'clock.
Like it's his own idea, or should he mention you?
Certainly give me credit.
Right.
Unless they hate it, in which case it was just you.
All right, well, hit me with him and I'll give you my feedback.
One, allow double movements.
Don't like it. I'm a fan of that because...
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Takes away the grey area.
Oh.
And today's modern defences, most players are good enough to hold the ball anyway.
Yes.
So... And I wouldn't say it's a common occurrence in the game. It might happen once every few, like 3 or 4 games. You see someone close to the line potentially could reach out. But, yeah, I feel like if you're close enough to make the tackle, hold the ball up. If you're not, if you can't, let him score.
I say this. It's the only thing rugby union's got right.
Yeah.
It hasn't ruined the game of rugby union that they can lift the ball over the line.
Hey,
Wade's right. There's no doubt then. You get it over the stripe, it's a try.
If you're close enough,
yep.
it's good enough.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with that.
That's your whole
that's a good
life.
Start.
I'm flying. What about this? Two, I know the short dropout is popular. It's not going anywhere. I want it gone. That's not going to happen. Short dropouts must go 20 metres.
20.
Must go 20 metres because it gives the attacking side more of a chance to get the ball, which they should get.
Wade, can you actually get 20 metres into the play?
It makes it more likely that the attackers can get there.
That's correct.
20 metres because they only got to run 10 metres at the moment. So it'll be harder.
That's right. It makes it 50-50. And if you're good enough to get the ball back, you should be getting the ball back. That's what it used to be. You'd always get the ball back from a dropout.
I'm not sure about that. I have to take that under consideration.
You know, like I thought that's what Souths were good at last night. I like their 20-metre dropout.
Right.
Oh, well, out of the whole game, that's all they were good at.
Yeah, man, you saw the game.
and you know what? They got plenty of practice, too.
I'm not a big fan of that one. They just tinkered with that rule, so I don't want to tinker with it again.
Okay, 1 out of 2 is fine. Let's make it 2 out of 3. If a forward pass is spotted in the lead-up to a try, now, they're not judging, they're not ruling on forward passes, that's fine. The touch judge that was closest to the infringement is stood down for 1 week without pay.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you. Because the Broncos try on Thursday night,
down that short side.
Everyone goes, oh, that was a forward pass, but it's still a try. That's fine. It can still be a try.
So
but old mate over here that missed it, 1 week, no
so
pay.
So you're penalising them because they can't keep up, because that's why they can't see.
What are they there for?
They're 10 metres behind the play, going their hardest.
They should be in line with the play. That's
well,
the judge.
Can't
the touch
run
judge.
That fast. If they could, they'd be on the field.
Get them a treadmill. I don't know. 2 out of 3?
I'll go 2 out of 3.
Okay,
I'll give you 1 and 1 under advisement.
Thanks so much. That's actually pretty good coming from you.
Adjudicating another week of sport.
You are the worst umpire that I've ever seen in my life.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Richard Friedman Brendan Anakin.
Formula One racing back in Melbourne for the Australian Grand Prix this weekend. For a comprehensive preview, joined by motorsport expert and very good friend of the show, Greg Russ, or as I like to call him, the Crustacean. Welcome, Rusty. The first nickname for the year. I was down the coast and I was having some seafood, and I thought of that nickname for you.
Well, we can add it to the great list that you guys have compiled over the past 12 months. Nice to be back on the show. You can probably hear the noise, guys, in the background. I've been coming here for a long time, since probably about 2003, and I cannot recall the energy, the vibe. Yesterday, for example, on Friday, we had 124,000 fans here. It felt like race day. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we've got Dan Ricciardo, we've got Oscar Piastri flying the flag for the Aussies on the grid this weekend. What chance do you give them to land on the podium there, Rusty?
Certainly, Oscar, a very good chance. Yeah. So he comes off the back of a fourth-place finish in Saudi Arabia last time out. McLaren, from a race pace point of view yesterday, the little glimpse that we've had seem like they're in pretty reasonable shape. Ferraris looked fast yesterday, though, so maybe they might take the fight to Red Bull and not just in qualifying today.
Rusty, Wade Graham here, mate. Speaking of Ferrari, what's going on? We're hearing some doubt possibly around Carlos Sainz.
The question mark, I think, from people has been about that that appendicitis operation that he had, Wade, from the last round in Saudi Arabia. They had to bring in a young British driver, just 18 years of age, by the name of Ollie Bearman. Now, Ollie is here racing in the second tier of the sport in Formula 2, so they are covered if that happens, right? But Carlos is one of the most tenacious people you will meet. It was only keyhole surgery. And they gave it a pretty good workout yesterday, so we'll know more. But he's not one of those people that is likely to just, you know, kind of lie down in that regard.
Nah, so, you'll be right. Yeah.
Rusty, a bit of controversy in the Williams garage. One of the drivers got the Basil brush. What's going on?
So a massive crash yesterday involving Alex Albon, and that has damaged the chassis on his car, so much so that the team has had to basically swap it out. So the car that is being driven by his teammate in Logan Sargeant, the American, will be taken over by Alex Albon for the rest of the weekend. So unfortunately for Logan, he's out, but Alex is exceptionally good at what he does. And he'll take the wheel of that Williams.
Mate, we know each track around the world offers up, you know, their own challenges. What can we expect from this Melbourne track, and who will thrive under those conditions?
It should be, based on the form we've seen so far. Max Verstappen leads this championship by 15 points coming in. He's in great form. Hard to look past Red Bull. Even all the off-track headlines that you guys, I'm sure, have covered do not seem to be affecting this team, right? Not from a performance standpoint, not from a unity standpoint when it comes to what they're doing in pit lane and what they're doing strategically. Hard to go beyond him. But it does feel like Ferrari have a better chance here. So certainly they're the ones who are at the pointy end, probably going to be arguing for the top spot of the podium. But there is, without putting too much pressure on him, guys, there is really high hopes here for an Oscar Piastri podium and for good points for Dan Ricciardo.
Well, you've mentioned a few names there. What does the podium look like to you, the 1-2-3 on Sunday afternoon?
I'd love to, hard to look past Max. I then think Charles Leclerc and the heart guys, the heart says Oscar Piastri to jump on there somehow and be with them.
Along with the F1s, we've got the supercars going as well, so plenty of action. With Shane Van Gisbergen out of the picture, who do you see dominating the championship this year?
Well, ironically, it's his old family, his old team. So Brock Feeney and Will Brown have been very good so far. As we talked this morning, they're qualifying for their third and fourth races of the weekend. So we've got another one coming up this afternoon and one more on Sunday. So, they're probably the team to beat at the moment. But we've seen a couple of others starting with this new Gen 3 era that's been going for about 12 months now start to kind of surprise a bit. And yesterday, really good to see former champion, former Bathurst winner Mark Winterbottom feature in the top three.
Should be an absolute belter this afternoon and tomorrow, Rusty, when the race happens proper. Enjoy yourself. We'll catch you next time.
Ripper, guys. Thanks for allowing us to catch up. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if it's happening in sport, you'll hear about it here.
The greatest happening in sport.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin. If it happened overnight, you'll hear it in the Triple M Dead Set Legends Sports Update.
Let's do a bit of NBL. One-time NBL MVP, Xavier Cooks. He's agreed to a new 3-year deal with the Sydney Kings, reportedly the largest in NBL history.
Don't ask me how much. No. I don't know. It's reportedly of the largest. Okay?
Am I that predictable?
It's just the biggest. All right? You keep asking me things. I don't know.
Okay.
That's all I know. With the NBL Championship, Melbourne United, Jack Jumpers. The Jack Jumpers defeated Melbourne United last night, 82-77. They've levelled the championship series. It is 1-1, Richard.
Is it best out of three or best out of five?
I think it's best out of five.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They've been very good since entering the competition, haven't they? They've had
the Jack Jumpers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
They're about to get an AFL team.
What are they calling them?
The Devils. Oh. Of course they are. Tasmania Devils.
How creative.
I know. Did you see during the week? Here's our jersey. Here's our logo. Here's everything. We've got 121,000 members. See you in 2028.
2028?
I was like, what?
Half of those could pass away
you've
before
gone so,
2028.
You've gone so early. Yeah, especially in Tasmania, aging population. I know you weren't going there, but let's talk about it, you know? Okay. AFL, what's going on?
Oh, look, I've been fascinated by this season start in the AFL, mainly because Collingwood are going so badly.
How good is it?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Just the
best. There's nothing like seeing a Collingwood fan's eyes go dim.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's great. And, you know, we've got two great sides in Sydney now. They are table-topping sides at the moment.
Yeah.
Both have started the season in blazing form. Sydney Swans are up against the Bombers, Essendon Bombers. That's 7:30 p.m. tonight at the SCG.
Mm-hmm.
So home game for them. Look, they've never had a cracking record against the Bombers. Bombers give them trouble.
Yeah.
You know, on paper, you think the Swans should romp that in, but I'll bet it's tighter than that. And then West Coast Eagles are at home to Greater Western Sydney, so they've got to travel over there, but that should be a walk in the park.
GWS by how much?
Oh, plenty.
You take the 40 plus on that?
Yeah.
Over 40?
You could take the 40 plus on that.
They're pretty impressive at the moment, GWS. I love the way they play.
The Orange Tsunami, and yeah. I watched St Kilda play a little bit against Collingwood just so I could see them beat Collingwood. They're playing a similar style. Not as well, I think, as GWS, but similar sort of rushing, flooding style, which I think working really
can I
well.
Go? Can I go early crow?
No. Please don't. I know what you're going to say.
All Sydney grand final.
Oh, my God.
In Melbourne.
Do you think they want to hear that?
You know, that I'll fly down to Melbourne for that.
Hey, we'll get seats. We'll get seats, man. Yeah,
be plenty of seats.
I've never been to an AFL grand final.
Neither have I.
If it's two Sydney teams, I'll definitely
That's
fly
it. And Wade and I certainly love a corporate experience. So if anyone out there is listening.
Look, you get it. They'll get out there in the final in front of that huge 40,000 crowd.
Why is my voice echoing so much? The MCG.
With all the ins and outs of sport.
There it is, that's out.
This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Friedman Anakin.
We've had Wade Graham in today and we are better for it.
One of the great rotators.
Oh, one of the best rotators. Unfortunately, he's rotating all the way out of here next week, but we get the great Josh Mansour in as well.
Oh,
he's taken up the chair.
Another rotator.
Absolutely. If you missed anything, you can find it on the podcast, on the listener app after the show. Are you aware of this segment, Wade, Richard's list of grievances?
I have listened to it in the past, and okay. I'm looking forward to what the grievances are today.
You don't have to agree with it. Okay, you don't have to. You can fight this grievance if you want, all right? You speak your mind. Let's do it.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Richard's list of grievances.
You know what a sponge I am for information.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
One of the great sponges.
Yes.
Very absorbent.
Yes. I need to be.
Anyway. You're a sponge, certainly. That's your primary function.
Don't go down that road,
okay.
Right? Okay.
Very good.
Now, I read a lot, and if I see the headline, person breaks silence.
Yeah.
I know there will be absolutely no information of any value in that story.
Right.
Because if there was anything of value,
they'd
put it in the headline.
In the headline. Yeah.
Breaks silence.
Mm.
What they usually say is, oh, I'm not really making any comment on that. It's useless. There's less information of any use in those headlines than on this show.
Yeah. Usually they were silent for a reason too. There's nothing to break your silence on.
Possibly.
It's something that should have remained silent.
Good point.
Thank
it's
you.
False advertising.
Thanks so much.
There's no information in there. They're not breaking their silence.
No.
They're just talking.
Yeah.
Is that breaking your silence on the subject? Whatever it might be.
Yeah.
They should stop doing it. In fact, they should be fined for it.
Mm.
That's just false advertising.
Yeah.
It drives me insane. Every day.
Not enough
fines
being...
And there's one news website that's the worst for it.
Is it... No, you say it, because I don't want to be...
Well, there's one news website.
I was going to say that one.
They are notorious
for
driver breaks silence.
Yeah.
Wade Graham breaks silence.
Yeah.
You've said nothing.
I do agree with you, because with that headline, there would have been the information in the story that if they had to talk about whatever issue it was, it would have came out in the headline. Or
Wade Graham comes out.
The news cycle would have already spoken about the issue.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It wouldn't be breaks his silence.
Surprisingly, I agree with you. I didn't think I would. Surprisingly.
He's not agreed with one thing you've said today, but break silence.
I know. Break silence.
Less articles about breaking silence, more about breaking wind.
Yes, if you're 15 or under.
The Saturday scrum up next. We'll catch you next week.